We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
And we celebrate birthdays on this Sunday, August 18th. Roslyn Carter turns 92 today. Here she's on 60 Minutes, and she was asked about being called the Steel Magnolia.
Where's the magnolia?
Where's the steel? I think that started in the campaign, and once somebody writes that, it just keeps being picked up.
Is it more steel than magnolia or the other way around?
I don't know. I never have felt that I was steely.
Boy, she's some kind of woman, though, isn't she? Rafer Johnson celebrates number 84 today.
Though Yang had won 7 of the 10 events, Johnson's strength and power had given him the victory and allowed him to beat his great friend and rival to one of the most hard-fought goals in Olympic history.
This guy's been in so many great movies that it's hard to pick one out, but one of my early favorites, and still today, one of my favorite movies is The Sting. Robert Redford, he's 83.
Your boss is quite a card player, Mr. Kelly. How does he do it?
He cheats.
Well, in that case, I'll keep my money and we'll just have another game.
You don't have any to keep. Here's your wallet. You hired a dame to take it from you.
And what a funny show this one was. Remember Fernwood Tonight? Martin Mull turned 76.
Right. Five guys with enough rhythm to brush their teeth. That's really something. Incredible.
Hey, shut up over there. Celebrating birthday number 62, Dennis Leary.
Welcome back to the city of champions there at Stanley. There's nothing like Boston. There's nothing like the Stanley Cup final.
How did that work out for you, Dennis? Celebrating number 44, Caitlin Olsen. And here she is playing Family Feud on It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
Name something that people are afraid of.
No! Oh, oopsie-daisy. Looks like I broke it.
You think?
Oops.
Can't believe I ain't never seen anything like that in my life. Business. We got hands made of ambles.
You want me to answer that or answer this one?
And from Saturday Night Live, Andy Samberg is 41.
Hey, goat. It's good to see you. I like your beard. I had a beard like that in The Perfect Storm. Did you see that movie?
No, I didn't. But happy birthday to Andy and everybody on the list and to you. If your birthday is this Sunday, August 18th, have the best birthday ever. I mean it, ever. Let's talk about what else happened on this day in entertainment history. Here's a big one. On August 18th, 1962, Ringo Starr played his first gig with the Beatles. That was at the Cavern Club in Liverpool. Of course, he replaced Pete Best, and the rest is history. I like Ringo's music. You know, he was always kind of considered kind of the dumb one, I guess, kind of the other Beatle. I like his stuff. He's really good. 1977, Elvis Presley was buried at a Memphis cemetery. About 75,000 people gathered outside. His body was moved to the grounds of Graceland after burglars tried to break into the mausoleum. In 1979, singers Nick Lowe and Carlene Carter were married in Los Angeles. Portions of the taped wedding were used in Lowe's Cruel to Be Kind video. And, of course, they, like many Hollywood and musical couples, have since split up. But that was 1979 that Nick Lowe and Carlene Carter tied the knot. In 1986, Bon Jovi released Slippery When Wet, that album. And in 1995, Bill Wendell introduced David Letterman for the last time. Wendell had been Letterman's announcer and warm-up act for more than 15 years, but said he wanted to pursue other projects. So that's entertainment history on this date. Other history today, in 1963, James Meredith became the first black student to graduate from the University of Mississippi. In 1587, Virginia Dare became the first child of English parents to be born in present-day America. That happened on Roanoke Island in North Carolina. However, the Roanoke colony ended up mysteriously disappearing. Interesting. Congress established the Bureau of Immigration on this date in 1894. Also on this date in 1914, President Woodrow Wilson issued his Proclamation of Neutrality aimed at keeping the U.S. out of World War I. In 1920, the 19th Amendment to the Constitution guaranteeing all American women the right to vote was ratified, and Tennessee became the 36th state to approve it. And in 1969, of course, the Woodstock Music and Art Fair in Bethel, New York, wound to a close after three nights. And of course, it was Jimi Hendrix wrapping it up with the national anthem. 1969, 50 years ago today. How about that? And Hurricane Alicia hit the Texas coast in 1983, leaving 21 dead, causing more than $1 billion worth of damage. Today in history, here on Total Information AM.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.